there is no law.
There's a 68.71% chance you're right.
Most illogical.
Punching another hole into the podcast universe. This is the DC Fusion Podcast, brought to you by the number one conspiracy and alternative discussion site on the internet, AboveTopSecret.com.
All systems are functioning within normal parameters.
There is no law. There is no law.
Hello, and welcome to a DC Fusion Podcast number 6. This is your host, DC Fusion, a member of the AboveTopSecret.com discussion board. So, let me ask you a question. If I say, name a place known for strange disappearances and involves a triangle, what would you think of? Most people would probably think of the Bermuda Triangle. And what would you say if I asked you what disappears there? You would probably say boats and airplanes, as would most. But what would you say if I told you there is another triangle located in the northeastern United States where it's not airplanes and boats that disappear, but people? Located in southwestern Vermont is Glastonbury Mountain, comprising an area of about 80 square miles. The mountain is bordered on the north by Kelly Stand Road, on the south by Molly Stark Trail, on the west by Vermont Route 7, and on the east by Vermont Route 100. Surrounding this mountain is an area roughly the shape of a triangle, with the points falling around the towns of Bennington, Woodford, and Stratton. The edges of the triangle vary, depending on whom you talk to or, you know, which website you visit, but one thing remains clear. In the 9 years following the mysterious disappearance of a young boy in 1942, the triangle was a dangerous place to be, and became known as the Bennington Triangle. Over a period of about 10 years, from 1942 to 1950, a total of 9 people mysteriously vanished within the Bennington Triangle, with 5 of them vanishing within a 5-mile radius of each other. With the exception of one person, no trace of any of these people has ever been found, nor has any evidence providing so much as a hint of what happened to them ever been discovered. The first victim of the Bennington Triangle was a 13-year-old boy by the name of Melvin Hills, who mysteriously disappeared on October 11, 1942, while playing near his home in Bennington. No trace of the boy was ever found. The second person to vanish without a trace was a man by the name of Mitty Rivers, who disappeared on November 12, 1945. Even though he was 74 years old, he was still an experienced hunter and woodsman. While leading a group of hunters over Glastonbury Mountain, Mitty Rivers got slightly ahead of the group, and after rounding a corner in the trail, he mysteriously vanished. An extensive search by the hunters and local police only turned up one clue, a single bullet belonging to Mitty Rivers. Then, on December 1, 1946, 18-year-old Paula Weldon, a student from Bennington College, hitched a ride to a well-known trail that wound its way through the trees of Glastonbury Mountain. She spent the day hiking the trail, stopping often to talk to other hikers that were out that day. However, when she did not return to school later that day, an extensive search was conducted, which included the FBI. In addition to the search, a $5,000 reward was offered for any information about her whereabouts. No sign of Paula Weldon was ever found. Exactly 3 years later, perhaps the most bizarre of the Bennington Triangle disappearances occurred. 68-year-old James Tedford was aboard a bus returning home to Bennington after having spent the day with relatives. Despite confirmation that he had boarded the bus, he was not on the bus when it arrived at Bennington. Passengers, as well as the bus driver, adamantly stated that they did not see James Tedford get off the bus at any time. In fact, several passengers confirmed that he was still on the bus at the stop just before Bennington. No one knew what happened to him. The only thing that remained was his bus schedule, still laying on his seat. Around the end of 1949, reports were made that a group of 3 hunters had gone missing. The names of the hunters were not known, but a search did not find the hunters or any trace of them. The next year, on October 12th, 8-year-old Paul Jepson became the 8th victim of the Bennington Triangle. On the fateful day that he disappeared, he was outside playing as his mother went about her daily chores. His mother turned her attention away for no more than an hour to attend to chores in the yard, only to find her son had simply vanished when she went to check on him. The search that followed found no trace of the boy, even though bloodhounds were called in to try and follow the boy's scent. Just 2 weeks later, on October 28, 1950, Bennington Triangle claimed its last victim. Two cousins, Frieda Langer and Herbert Elsner, were hiking through the mountain when Frieda fell into a stream. Wanting to change out of her wet clothes, Frieda told Herbert to wait for her as she ran back to their camp and changed clothes. Herbert became worried when more than enough time had passed for Frieda to return to camp, change clothes, and return. Upon returning to the camp, Herbert could find no trace that his cousin had been back at the camp since they left early in the afternoon for what was supposed to be a short walk. Knowing that his cousin knew the area very well and that it was still very bright out, Herbert, fearing that something had happened, alerted the local authorities. Over the next several days, a massive search consisting of more than 300 military, police, firemen, and volunteers was conducted. Despite searches on foot and from the air, no trace of Frieda was found. However, 7 months after her disappearance on May 12, 1951, Frieda's body was found. However, oddly, her body was found in a clearing that had been searched several times. The cause of her death remains unknown. So, what happened to these people? Is there a rational explanation for each of these disappearances? One common theory is that it is the work of a serial killer. This theory is supported by the finding of at least one of the missing people, and that the mysterious disappearances stopped after this victim was found. However, this theory is sometimes discredited for several reasons. One, serial killers typically follow some sort of pattern, but the victims of Bennington Triangle covered a large range of ages, as well as being comprised of men and women. The only pattern that was apparent was that each disappearance occurred during the last 3 months of the year. And if it was a serial killer, then how can the mysterious disappearance of James Tedford be explained? No one saw him get off the bus, dead or alive. Another reason is that no signs of a struggle were ever found. In fact, Mitty Rivers, the second person to vanish, was armed with a gun. And not only that, but he disappeared with an earshot of the rest of the hunting party. And to add to this, he was only out of the group's sight for a few minutes. After several of the disappearances, it's also interesting to note that each of them occurred in a relatively small geographical area, and massive searches were conducted, and the result of these searches was nothing. And, of course, each of these cases remains unsolved, without any evidence coming to light indicating that it was a serial killer. But maybe it wasn't a serial killer. Perhaps it was just a series of unfortunate events. Perhaps some unique tragedy befell each of these people. But if that were the case, surely more than one of the victims should have been found, or at least some kind of evidence of what happened to them should have been found. They should not have just completely disappeared off the face of the planet. Or perhaps, just perhaps, the area known as the Bennington Triangle is the location of a portal to an alternate universe. The area around Glastonbury Mountain, but not the mountain itself, was inhabited by a tribe of American natives called the Abenaki. The Abenaki chose to use the mountain only as a burial land, believing the mountain to be cursed because the four winds, the north wind, south wind, and east and west winds, all met in that general geographic location. Now, here is something interesting. The Abenaki also apparently believed that a magical stone existed somewhere on the mountain that would swallow anything that passed by, pulling them out of this world and depositing them someplace else. Could that someplace else have been an alternate universe? So, could this magical stone be a portal to another universe? Could the victims of the Bennington Triangle have gotten too close to this stone and been pulled into another universe? After all, despite extensive searches, nothing was ever found of these people. You know, of course, with the exception of one. I guess we'll never know the answer to these questions, just as the people who live around the Bennington Triangle will never know what happened to the 10 people who mysteriously vanished in the 1940s. But one thing we do know, I guess, is that we will probably never discover what, you know, never discover what really happened. And I think the thing that makes this story so fascinating to me is, even if we take out the anomalous element, it's still a very intriguing unsolved mystery. You know, it's a lot of people that just basically vanished in a relatively small geographical area, which is, and their area is also a relatively rural area as well. There are no very large cities, you know, and back in the 1940s, one would think that in these small little communities, it's kind of like everybody knows their neighbor type of thing. So, very interesting story. And with that, let's go ahead and take a quick little break and check out a song that I came across on podsafeaudio.com. This is Atomic Tangerine, and this is their song called Gravity.
You lift me up, but before I know it, you bring me down to the ground. Do you even know the way I feel for you? Do you really know the shit you put me through? If you don't think I'm
You know, I have to say that there are a lot of good songs at PodSafeAudio.com. If you get the chance, you should check it out. You know, once again, I have to say I'm just really impressed with the quality of the songs that these people are putting out for us to just use freely on our podcasts. And really some amazing stuff, really some amazing stuff. But anyway, let's go ahead and move into...
Curious news. News with an ATS twist. It might not seem true, but it is.
A German lawyer from Dresden intends to help people who believe they have been abducted by aliens by seeking state compensation claims. The lawyer, whose name is Jens Lorek, intends to use a German law which grants kidnapped victims state compensation, such as providing therapy. However, Lorek has yet to successfully prove any abduction claims. Everyone knows where the UFO hotspots are in the United States, but what about the United Kingdom? Well, now we know, thanks to a survey conducted by Grolsch Beer. Coming in at number 1 was Bonnybridge in Stirlingshire. Rounding out the top three were Clay Hill in Wiltshire and the Great Orne in North Wales. London, however, was not left out of the findings, with two London locations making the top 10, Walthamstow and Lewisham. So, thanks for listening, and until next time, take care of yourself wherever you are and stay safe.
Transfer complete.
I feel much better now. I really do.
This has been a DC Fusion podcast. Show notes, including musical credits and links to sources, can be found online at blog.abovetopsecret.com/DCFusion.
There is no problem.